and there's nothing behind it. So we're going to clear up very quickly.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had ordered an iPad Pro some time ago, and I haven't received it.
Okay, give me one moment. May I have the zip code, please?
11429.
Can you repeat that?
11429.
And the first and last name?
Warren Mead.
One moment. Do you have the order ID number?
No, I don't, because it was some time ago. It was a few weeks ago.
Let's try a phone number that you probably put on file.
917-498-0109.
Let's try by email address.
W-O-M-E-A.
M-E-A-N.
W-O-M-E-A. At AOL.com.
No, that's not pulling up anything. Okay, can you spell your first and last name for me?
WarrenMeade.
Okay, so the last thing that I can try, it'll be the first six and the last four of your card number.
Well, I don't remember which card I use. you don't see it at all?
No, sir, there's nothing pulling up.
I don't remember which card I used to pay for it. But I know I paid it. I don't remember how much it was, like $80-something or $90-something.
Okay, the only way that I can pull up an account is if I try all of the methods. So the last method will at least need the card so we can get the first six and the last four digits.
But I thought the name would have given you, it's not in the system?
No, sir, it's not. It's nothing pulling up.
I don't know which card I use. I have to go check it. You see, you need the last six to move a debit card. I'm not sure.
The first six and the last four.
Of the debit card?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about which one I use. All right, I have to check my statement. I don't remember which one I use.
Okay.
All right. So I'll do that and call you back.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.